There's been a sharp increase in the number of H-2A visas issued over the past few years. These are visas issued to foreign nationals who come to the U.S. temporarily for agriculture work. Duncan Family Farms in Goodyear recently started using workers with H-2A visas. Patty Embert is the farm's specialty crop manager, and she joins me. And Patty, what prompted you to start using these workers?
Well, we actually experienced 2 years ago a shortage in labor supply that prevented us from getting some of our crops out of the ground. So that was definitely an eye-opener in going, okay, we've got to look at how we can mitigate this from happening again in the future. So that was when we started looking at H-2A, and we now do employ a small percentage of that on our farm. Our preference is to hire local and have all of our farm workers from the local areas that we're farming in. But there are definitely times where production spikes or there is a shortage for whatever reason, and then we'll use the H-2A program for that.
How easy or hard is it for you to find folks from around the valley who want to do this kind of work?
You know, typically, I would say, for the most part, we have been fortunate in attracting labor and maintaining it. The agricultural industry as a whole does experience challenges in acquiring enough labor to get crops out of the ground. So we're not immune to that. A lot of that does depend, too, on location. So there are some locations that you farm in that may lend themselves to having that local labor force be readily available. And then there are other locations where you're remote and it may be more difficult to get labor from a local source in. And then this type of a program does assist in filling some of those gaps.
Do you think it helps you that you are close to, a top 10 size city in the country?
I would say that does help. Whenever you've got densely populated areas, it absolutely helps. But again, our first avenue is we secure our labor from around the areas that we're growing in. We not only grow here in Goodyear, but we do grow down in the Imperial Valley and then over
in California.
Imperial Valley in California, Yuma as well. And then we do have some operations up on the Central Coast in California, and then soon to be opening up operations in upstate New York and in Southern Oregon. And I know that in some of those areas where we are extremely remote, we probably will be looking at utilizing some of the H-2A labor to help us out.
In terms of the workers that you bring in on this visa, is it mostly harvesting work that they're doing?
Yeah, I would say most of it is.
What was the conversation like when you decided to go this route? Because you hadn't done it before, you hadn't needed to. So was it a difficult decision to say, yes, we want to branch out into using H-2A visa workers?
I think any time that you are looking to, go outside of a local labor force, you do have to think about that very thoroughly. There are definitely guidelines when utilizing H-2A that you have to prove that you cannot secure labor locally. You also have to make sure that you are not displacing the wage for the local laborers. And there are definitely things that you have to do to take care of these workers. So I think anytime you're looking at a decision like that, it is a very thoughtful process.
Patty Emmert is specialty crop manager for Duncan Family Farms in Goodyear. The D.C.-based advocacy group Farm Worker Justice has been following the increase in the use of H-2A visas. Bruce Goldstein is the group's president. And Bruce, what kind of increase have you seen in the use of these visas over the past few years?
The H-2A Agricultural Guest Worker Program has expanded rapidly over the last few years. It used to be a small program focused mostly on the East Coast, but over the last few years, it has spread. Many more farmers are now using the H-2A program. The number of H-2A visas increased by about 20% per year in 2015 and 2016 to about 165,000 approved jobs.
To what do you attribute that?
There are a few factors. One is that some employers are concerned about immigration enforcement and would like to obtain farm workers who have documentation. Another factor is that the H-2A program works very well for farmers. The workers come here very motivated to work. They may only work for the one employer who got them the visa and are very concerned that they would be fired and deported if they do anything wrong. And many of the workers would like to come back in a following season. And depend on the employer to invite them back. So the workers are very motivated to work very hard for relatively low pay.
How does it work? If I have a farm and I need help, how do I go about getting these workers to my farm?
An employer that anticipates a labor shortage can apply to the U.S. Department of Labor for permission to hire temporary foreign workers. To do so, it must recruit workers inside the United States. It must offer a certain set of wages and working conditions. Once they recruit inside the United States, if they do not find enough workers to hire, then the Department of Labor will certify that the employer can hire enough foreign workers on temporary visas to fill the labor shortage. Once the Department of Labor certifies, then the Department of Homeland Security and the State Department help the employer obtain visas to give to workers.
Do the employers know who exactly they're getting, or do they know, okay, here's this pool of workers who have an expertise in this particular agricultural skill, and I will pick some random person from that pool?
The H-2A program allows employers in the United States to control who obtains a visa to work for them under the H-2A program. The employers generally have recruiters in Mexico or another country who select the workers on behalf of the employer.
Given the new administration, the new Congress, do you expect that the trend of this program expanding will continue? Do you think it'll reverse? What do you think?
It's very difficult to predict what's going to happen on anything related to immigration and labor issues, so I won't hazard a guess. The program is likely to continue to expand, but it's possible that the Trump administration and Congress could make fundamental changes in the way the H-2A program works, and that trajectory could change.
Bruce Goldstein is president of the group Farm Worker Justice.